Good evening, this is Orson Welles. On the 12th of September, 1792, there occurred in England the most remarkable court-martial in maritime history. Seven naval officers and men were on trial for their lives before the Lords Commissioner of the Admiralty on charge of high treason. Revelations at this trial of conditions prevailing on the ships of the British Navy came finally to exert a powerful influence in humanizing the administration of the world's navies and making more tolerable life at sea.
Here, sir.
James Morrison, boatswain's mate.
Here, sir.
William Purcell, ship's carpenter.
Yes, sir.
Thomas Burkett, seaman.
Yes, sir.
John Mills, seaman.
Here, sir.
Thomas Ellison, seaman.
Yes, sir.
You are here to be tried by a special court of naval inquiry assembled aboard His Majesty's flagship Duke under Article 19 of the Naval Articles of War, which read as follows. If any person in or belonging to the fleet shall make or endeavor to make any mutinous assembly upon any pretense whatsoever, every person offending herein, being convicted thereof by the sentence of the court-martial, shall suffer death.
First witness to the crown, Captain Bligh.
Captain Bligh!
Yes, my lord.
Captain Bligh, have you any statement to make to this court concerning the mutiny aboard His Majesty's ship Bounty while under your command in the great South Seas?
I have, sir. I have prepared a statement which I now beg the court's permission to read.
The court will hear your statement, Captain.